also ran.
Being small again, huh? Doesn't matter enough.
I'm not putting them here, but you.
Nah, I know. But I can read it.
Hey.
What?
My screen is big.
Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation. So then we can look at the agenda for this meeting. Okay. Put some new things in the map. This is it. I have now the shortcut, so. Well, a functional design meeting, that's the stage we're in. And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, and we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but. Then we'll look at the three presentations from you. I think you're prepared for all,
yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. We and you also have received the mail, new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received them with some additional requirements.
Alright.
And I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our function will be, and then we can discuss some more closing.
We have 40 minutes for this.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Herke, the closing, we'll not look at that yet. Now, look at that. I'll show that to this board. Well, notes first meeting. Now, I gave this a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So, we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors,
right,
and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases. Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle, where you do the most important functions with, and well, they can have two functions because you have DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of my ideas.
Yeah. Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
Now it's
Yeah.
But well, I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from Thijs, and well, the labeling of the buttons should be indestructible. It's
recognizable
at all times.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones. And the technical aspect, and also the labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe a new sort of thing, but not teletext.
It's not my place.
Well, the second is a bit pity because we just said we wanted to include DVD and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
No,
so that's a shame because especially for the third requirements, we want to reach people under the 30 years because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can.
Don't forget about it. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to do.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be well, as we already said, actually familiar. Not only just the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a real fashionable company. I read it. Yeah. I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it has to be a modern design. It's important to know when you design.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have three presentations. You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
I didn't see anything about who had to start.
Well,
then
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was a bit in a hurry.
Okay, well,
I think it's this one. But I'm not sure.
You already opened the
PowerPoint. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements. To start with these points. Next sheet. At first, I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues, so we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses it, the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot, thus it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something that you can find very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control within the same room.
It's actually loose from the television because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control.
Yeah, but what if you lose your click on the
device? No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
In another room, yeah.
No, but it specifically says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, beeping device would be. Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn, so the learning curve should be very short, and for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user experts should consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah,
but people don't use manuals.
No,
they don't read it? No.
No.
So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pickup and use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you should
take
a look at it and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah. Right.
It should always be a manual, but
and it should be
very
consistent,
yeah,
but
nobody
consistent
reads
the
manuals about a remote controller.
Yes. Okay.
Now maybe for if you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be there in the manual, but not to explain how the remote works.
We don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
We are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Right. Yeah,
is
that
right. Part of the? No.
Well, we'll have a look.
Next point.
Yes.
RSE. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but the designer should take it. Consider the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be put in your hand. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is the most important part. The requirement said we're gonna target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50 as production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if you want to, if you have a big, if we make lots of those stuff, maybe you can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it, and we'll.
Sure, your task to look into the costs of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any information.
That's
so
well,
I know.
We'll look into that later.
Right, and another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly. So
that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important.
We have very demanding.
It's not yet a standard development.
Customers
and LCD is more reachable than a speech recognition.
Yeah.
So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah. Well, we'll consider both and see what we can find.
Right.
We don't rule them out.
Okay.
I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes,
yes.
So you can write.
Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know who is next. You got a
drawing of a technical talk.
Yes.
Well, it was my task to explain to point out the working design. Get it here. Can you enlarge it so that you can have the
F5.
F5. Oh, the working design?
That's my strike button.
Well, alright, you know who I am and what I do. So we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to copy-paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and purple. I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. You can see.
You can select it. So.
Right. Yes.
First.
And I can select from the.
You
go to
the whole picture.
Page.
Okay.
Well, you can read it. It's not the way. This is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. You have basically the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the
the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the to the set. And the source is of course the user, and the user interface is the buttons of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the receiver. That's the basic idea, very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button. Pressed, of course, and it uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb, of course. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the sound test.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with the DVD. If we had done that, and the
but we don't.
TV.
No, but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have shown a couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if you're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic. Basically, the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart, and it's not very not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that, so that it becomes more user friendly again. That problems like RG and those kinds of things don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option, but I think it's very important to make the power channel and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RC consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons,
right.
And you can
make
really
them big, make them easy to
to
press.
You don't have to look and search for them.
If you have the most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same moves, if you would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's what it makes about RSE.
That's right.
Or you can't have every button under the thumb.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart, so you would reject RSE.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this. Like
yes, I'm sorry. On my mobile telephones, they also have
Game Boy things.
Do people, when they pick up the remote, know that they have to do that?
It's a new feature.
Well, it's
you
it's
can
now.
Have
yeah,
a
right.
double feature, like a button on the top and on
yeah,
the
but also, if someone puts picks
up and down, they'll understand
it.
I think 80% good.
If someone picks up his remote and he touches the side, and he's already on the next channel, that's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah.
Right.
But in any case, the basic function should be indeed, as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so should be not in reach because they don't use it. All the time. Well, it's pretty
yep.
Basically, as you said, I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very useful for you.
Part of the job.
So, yeah, you said, this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And, well, that's about it, I think. Oh, yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to delete this. I had to make it. Schematic of the thing, but I had too little time, but don't. Don't look at this, please.
Well,
I think
we understand.
It's clear.
We understand.
Yeah,
all
right.
That's the most important thing.
Nice.
All right.
Then I can give up your impression.
20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Ah, time
and then we have still time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right. So.
So.
Hmm.
Let's grill everyone.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different. We have all different homepages.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah,
different links. Yeah.
Yeah, right. For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay.
Well, I'm Mike Winger, user interface design. The method, well, I used my own experience with remotes to good look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
These are already in use.
Yes, they are from another manufacturer.
All right.
This one is engineering centric, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user centric.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I like user
centric.
Yeah.
I like user centric also the best. Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also and teletext and that kind of stuff. So I thought we would use more, or need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that. Because
yes.
We
That's why this is not relevant anymore. I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can really see different from different sides, but I think.
No, I show it.
You can draw it if you want.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts, so we can customize the.
They all have to have something about the recognition from our company, so they cannot just make someone.
It's a front. It's not the whole remote that changes.
No, not. But it's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it. Then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you can put the same symbol on every remote.
That's
so
lost.
Like
yeah,
you can put it on the back side.
Something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you put the front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
replace
the
symbol.
The lowest part of the remote isn't changed by front.
Like I said, I thought we'd use more function. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So,
right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file?
I will. I think for the remote. Less is more. The less buttons, the better the design. We should go with that concept, I think.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's high interested in features. They are high interested in features, but they are more critical. The younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, a little you can click away, and then you have much more functions that. Most people don't use, but some don't do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
because you say that their features are important, they want
but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens and voice recognition. But
look at the numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people. Are very like these you see? So we must build in something, or they will go to the conqueror.
Yeah.
Our competitors.
Competitors, right. So I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they cost a little more.
Maybe we could on some calculators, you have those little
right.
Little cells
right.
That you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of status information. Yeah.
Which program you're watching or something.
Yeah,
those kind of things. Because you also have those program recognition for your PCRs. And if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different different symbols on the screen,
yeah.
Right? And because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it
yeah.
really be clickable?
Maybe.
No, it's okay. Integrated. Yeah,
just integrating just to make it more trendy.
It's something like on some radios in the car. It's walking.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator or something.
But the scrolling text and that kind of thing.
Script that keeps it rolling and it's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing time.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, for program.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right. We go with the LCD.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we still need to know how much that will cost.
Right. I don't know if I can find that.
No.
Well, maybe you will get that information.
We can use this board again. I think we can put some decisions about the controls we want, the issue with it, the first presentation.
Yeah, I understand this. So. We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
Well, we are here now, I think. This I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen. That's special.
Shall we start with the most important part?
Yes.
LCD screen
and button.
All right. But we should start with the power button.
Yeah.
How do you use that? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
The remote with the LCD screen on the top, it can sit
terrible.
Unnatural. Because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your handball might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No. And then
draw 2. And now we see 0.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are
we really busy with something?
Yeah, exactly. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
is like small. It's wide. It's not high. But
Mike has a point because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So and I like to use the ones on the top. So when I have to
we're making a remote with accessibility.
Well, I agree with you.
But a few functions, you know.
It's
but
also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people. If you have
yes, but we don't want that.
Yeah, you don't
want it to look like a calculator. You want to look like our original.
Yeah, but you don't have to throw an important aspect, like familiarity completely away. Because
maybe a bigger, better white.
I think it's still important to have it at the top because
yeah, format, line right.
Yeah,
it's more familiar.
That's not the problem.
Yeah.
When I draw here,
it's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Well,
a little bit. Needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about that later.
Maybe you shoot another pen, maybe that's better.
All right, we have to make a decision now.
Yeah.
We don't have much time.
Yeah.
I think we have a few functions, and we can put the LCD above it, and still have lots of room at the bottom where you can put your hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well,
bottom.
I'm the LCD.
In a few minutes. Oh yeah.
We're two VS2.
but what if we first decide the different functions
and then look at the design,
because
we
have to decide
this. We should summon the different aspects of the thing. So we have the power button.
Moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's,
no,
yeah.
It's
well, we have
job.
A power button, guys.
Oh, you have to agree, I guess, if on it's like this.
We have a power button, setting buttons, LCD window, the number buttons,
general,
volume
control,
yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button, I love that one.
I think we should use something like this, to the channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
also design.
Control also.
Yes.
Next week.
Well,
so on this remote, these controls are for something else. If you
play or for some video.
Drop some of these buttons.
You should put that power button, channel, and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RG was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RG is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more away from each other.
So people have to move their hand, and they get less complaints of ours.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one and constantly with one hand.
That's
it's
what I always do, because all my board buttons are the same
length.
Yeah, people don't like it when their buttons are all over the place. They
have
to be centered.
We have to choose a
frequency of button use.
Yes.
channels are most used. Within the hour, morning routine. So the channel buttons should be far apart. I think up and down.
No, I don't think.
Oh.
Up
far
and
apart.
Down, far apart from each other.
You're thinking about RC.
Well,
yeah,
not too much.
Look at frequency. Not too much, but
the other two frustrations are far more important. So.
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well, for example, the power button, you can.
Well, they're used for.
If someone is constantly zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside, because I don't know.
So that one
can be put away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
I should be right.
Oh man, 5 minutes? Yeah. Well,
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with
the
game members?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it's pretty nice if we could just draw a simple.
I do.
Yeah,
you
well, it's going to take
too
much
time. Central now. Just
yes.
You decide that, and.
Yes, alright.
Ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make consensus with Thijs.
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit hard because we're going to be individually. That's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So top or bottom?
Well, I still think it's quite important. Right?
Yes, it is.
We have at the top, so you say familiarity isn't important, but...
Well, what if we're going to now decide about the functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
Right, these functions.
But we
the
we
number
agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's all right.
Yes.
Okay. With the number function.
That's enough.
Yeah. Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want to do then?
Just
when you
it has
to recognize one as there can still come more.
No, if you
oh, like
on
that,
most TVs, if you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes,
it recognizes it.
Right, so no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
I still have the pictures over there.
Yeah. So.
You do need the
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
It is very brief.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. You have those buttons about. And there are two important ones we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and
yeah.
less wide, and the button that you can go to A for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clap.
Those two, but it's just two, and we make
just, just two under it.
That's a
bit
waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Or at the top. Your LCD scanner
can
go together.
You can put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You
yes.
can just put it somewhere. They,
yeah.
they aren't used much. Not as much as those other. So.
No, they can be smaller around.
Yeah, a bit smaller, and well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons?
Well, I think they should be in an isolated part of the remote.
Well, we design it later. We have it, and we design later where everything goes.
Yes. Well, any other...
Well, if you like go to video.
If you
go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to have
the
video
channel.
You can
set
the video channel from zero.
Zero.
No,
always.
My remote. Yeah, zero is a different channel than
but
the video
can
channel.
Yeah, but
down
you set down zero,
yes.
you get to API. Yes.
I don't. I go to 99.
No, and you press 99. I think go to video is.
That's the button.
But it's easy to go. You do. If you are at channel 55 and you want to go immediately to the video channel, you do you have to push to
no,
get
you can
to
push
zero.
Zero.
It's more
yeah.
easy to get to
yeah,
the specific
one button. Is, I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have the new TV, you have
yeah.
to set the channels. All these different buttons.
Yeah, buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Yeah, well,
it's incorporated with
things.
Plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one, four.
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to of course to configure the.
Okay.
The
OK button. Oh, you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah.
For your menu. Menu button.
You should, yeah. I think that's important.
Channel setting
no.
menu. You always
have
to
change the
we have to go.
The same to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel, yeah.
So, save.
G.
Yes, save.
The menu button is also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu.
It's like. Contrast and brightness should be
in the menu.
In the menu yeah.
And you can then adjust it with the setting buttons or something.
Yeah,
because
the
setting buttons aren't grouped.
Guys,
yeah.
we're going to get our rooms and we'll
Your
have
friend.
To decide things on our own, I think.
Great.
Yeah, Steve.
Alright.
Well, see you. We have lunchtime, by the way, now. So
I'm hungry.
Lunch!
Get into my belly.
We didn't exactly.
I mean, I was sneaking talking.
See you later.